This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today, is Alric Heck. Alric is a YouTube ads expert and the founder of Ad Outreach. Over the last 7 years, Alric has taught thousands of entrepreneurs and business owners how to grow and scale their business using laser-targeted YouTube ads. Collectively, Alric has helped his clients generate over $200 million in sales from YouTube ads and scaled his own business to over eight figures. Thanks so much for joining me today, Alric.
Thanks so much for having me on, Diane. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I can't wait to learn this stuff. So this is something I do not know. So talk to me about how YouTube ads are like different from Facebook ads.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest questions that I get asked. And there's a very big difference. And I want to explain overall, but the biggest thing to think about is intent. People are on YouTube and Google, they have intent, they have buyer's intent, and they're looking for solutions to their problems. On Facebook, people are scrolling, right? And we've all done it, right? We're kind of scrolling, you know, maybe we're taking a little break between things, we're checking what people's statuses are, seeing some pictures, images, all that stuff. And it's more interruption-based, right? You're scrolling on the feed, and then you're getting in front of people. And you might reach the right person, but not necessarily at the right time.
Right.
Whereas on YouTube and, you know, overall, people are actually looking up solutions to problems. YouTube, right after Google, is the second largest search engine. So people are going on there. They're looking up, you know, how do I grow my business? How do I, you know, exercise? You know, how do I do whatever it happens to be that you're helping people with, you know, if you services or business or coaching or whatever it happens to be that you're helping people with, they're searching that on YouTube, and then you can get in front of them when they're in what we call the learner's mindset. So there's intent. They're actually searching that on YouTube, and you can get in front of them, not just the right person, but also at the right time. And that's going to be the key.
Okay. And so then you can target your ads so that they show up on those kinds of videos as opposed to just any?
Yeah. And the way that you do it is, and it's a little nuanced in that it's audience-based targeting. So in the past, it used to be more focused on directly targeting in front of videos. And you can still do that with some types of campaigns. But the main type of campaign that you know, we're running and YouTube really is focusing on are these video action campaigns. And so that's targeting people based on these audience segments. So what somebody is searching for on YouTube and Google, details that Google knows about that person, even websites they're going on, you're essentially building out a custom audience to target your ideal clients on YouTube. And so Google has some pre-built audiences, but what we like to talk about is our alpha AI targeting strategy. Right. So similar to in, you know, the stock market, right, you could get kind of baseline returns or you could seek alpha returns. What we want to do is we want to, you know, really get those alpha results, better results than the average and the baseline by building our own custom audiences based around the data that Google's collected on each person. So, you know, what does Google know about them? There's also ways to target people based on what they're searching for, like I mentioned, on YouTube or on Google. And there's also ways to target people based on websites they've been on in the past. with URL affinity targeting. So there's a lot of really great ways to train Google in and YouTube. And if you're wondering why I'm using that interchangeably, it's the Google Ads platform, you know, running these YouTube ads. You can essentially train their algorithm on who you're looking to reach and who your ideal client is.
Okay. This just sounds amazing. So how do you write a YouTube ad script?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. And what we found is there are three main components that make a winning YouTube ad script. The first is a hook, and that really draws people in. And I'll give an example in just a second. That really draws people in and captures their attention. And you want to really pull in the right people so that they don't skip the ad if you reach your ideal clients. But you actually want your non-ideal clients to skip the ad. That way you're training the algorithm on who you're not looking to reach, right? So you want to make sure that the wrong people skip the ad and the right people stay and watch. So you want to have a hook that draws the right people in and pushes the wrong people away.
Okay.
And then from there, you want to educate and provide real value inside of the ad. This is one of the biggest things that people get wrong is oftentimes, I mean, you probably can think of this too. A lot of people on YouTube or any type of ad, they'll say, hey, do you have this problem? Okay, we'll go buy my thing or sign up for my training. But the thing is, you haven't really proven that you are the expert or that your product can solve that problem. And so you actually want to actually provide value. Either if it's more service-based, expert, coaching, consulting, maybe you're teaching something, right? So you're providing some value to the viewer. Hey, here's how this problem can be solved. Or if it's a product, you know, maybe demonstrating and showcasing how that product actually works and doing a demo and showing it solving the problem that people have. And so that's an educate section. You want to provide real value and show them how their problems can be solved. And then the final component is a clear and concise call to action to get them to take out action off of the ad itself. So it's all about the hook, educate, call to action. And as an example on the hook side, you know, a hook that works really well for us is YouTube ads beat Facebook ads every time. Let's face it, Facebook ad costs are going through the roof. And even when you have great ads, they're almost impossible to scale. In this video, I'll show you how you can use YouTube ads to scale your business to that next level. And so you can see here, I did a few different things. I had a pattern interrupt at the beginning. YouTube ads beat Facebook ads every time. The other thing that that does is it pulls in our ideal clients, but pushes away people that aren't interested. If you don't care about ads, you're not a marketer, entrepreneur, business owner, you're going to skip that ad. But if you do care about ads, you want to see what I have to say. Why are YouTube ads better than Facebook, right? It's the first question that you asked at the beginning. And so then I talk about the solution, you know, or talk about the problems, actually. So Facebook, you know, ad costs are getting more expensive. And even when you have great ads, they're hard to scale, right? A couple big pain points people have. And then I go into the solution. I want to show you how YouTube ads can help you scale to that next level. And then I actually educate, I provide value. I teach them kind of what we're talking about here. What makes a great YouTube ad? Why YouTube ads are better than Facebook? You know, what are those different, you know, components? And then at the end, I have a clear and concise call to action. In this case, you know, to get people either to download, you know, our YouTube ad strategy PDF or to go and watch our, you know, YouTube ad webinar or training. And so essentially it follows that hook, educate, call to action framework.
Okay. Thank you so much for that example. How long is a YouTube ad?
That's a really good question as well. And what I found works the best is typically around a 3 minute long ad. But in general, you want to be anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. Now, YouTube and Google will tell you they recommend a 3 minute or less ad. That said, it doesn't have to be less than 3 minutes. So longer than 3 minutes, as long as you're providing value and you're not making it go too long, sometimes it could actually perform better. So we have some ads that are 4 and 5 minutes long. We've got clients that run ads that are longer that still work very well and actually oftentimes can work better than shorter ads. So typically you want to have about a 30 second hook, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 seconds, right? So that's the hook at the beginning that pulls people in. The educate section is going to be the longest portion. So that's anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes. And then you have a call to action at the end. Usually that's going to be another 30 to 45 seconds.
Boy, that's great. And you mentioned something earlier about that you can scale YouTube ads. Will you talk some about that?
Yes. And this is one of the things that a lot of people get wrong. And I want to talk about exactly how we scale them up. So one of the big things that people get wrong, you know, when they're scaling ad campaigns is they treat it like they're blowing up a balloon, right? You have a great campaign that works, and whether it's on Facebook or it's on YouTube, but you have a great campaign that works, and then you just start pumping more and more and more money into that one campaign, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like you're blowing up a balloon, and it's great for a while, but then what happens when you blow a balloon, you know, too much with air? Well, it pops, right? And that's what happens with campaigns. And it happens a lot on Facebook, but it can also happen on YouTube as well. And the reason that that happens is you have all these parameters in the campaign, and it's inevitable if you keep scaling it to the point of breaking, it eventually will break. So instead of doing that, what we want to do is, yes, you will scale the campaign, and you want to find, okay, how much can you scale it? But you want to use what we call the tree scaling strategy. So essentially, when you find a great campaign that works on YouTube with the right ad hook, ad, the right audiences, and targeting, and it's now performing, it's within KPI, you want to scale it. You still want to scale that campaign. Think about it like a seedling, right? You want to take care of it. You don't want to pump it full of air too fast, like a balloon. You want to water it, you want to tend to it, but you do want to help it grow, right? So that is now becoming the sturdy foundation and the base of the tree. And then what you want to do is you want to create other variations off of it. So instead of just scaling that one campaign, that becomes the sturdy base that's going to continue to grow, but then you're going to create branches off of it. So you might create two or three additional campaigns where you're duplicating that one that worked the best, and then you're just changing one thing about it, right? It might be a different, slightly different ad or slightly different hook or slightly different audience that's similar, but maybe slightly different. You're adding a few different tweaks into that. And what that does is it creates a branch. It's almost like a family tree of campaigns. Now, some of those might not work as well, and you know, branch might fall off, but then others are going to perform very well. And then those are going to scale up too. And so then you can create branches from those. And so essentially you're creating a whole family tree of campaigns where you're not relying and putting all your eggs in just one basket. You have a collection of campaigns that perform that are all connected. Once you find that winner, you're creating tree branches off of it, and you're creating variations, and you can scale those up. And so you want to continue to scale those campaigns. But if at any time one of the branches falls off, then you have the rest of the tree that's still performing for you.
I see. So the whole tree doesn't die, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. And talk to me, you know, AI is all the rage. And all the mystery. So talk to me about AI ad targeting software. You have one. I'm imagining there are others. I don't know. But what? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So what I did is, so I built out, you know, keywordsearch.com. That's our, you know, AI ad targeting software. And it's really also specifically focused on YouTube ads. So there are other ones out there that exist, not as many that are focused on YouTube ads. So, you know, there are some, you know, focused on Facebook. There's many, you know, there's some, many focused on Google. You know, we really, being industry leaders in the YouTube side, have built out our YouTube ad, you know, audience targeting platform. It also works for Google search ads as well. But essentially, the way that this works is you go in, and you just describe your business. We have an AI audience builder. So you put the name of the business, you put in your website, and our tool will actually go and scrape the site and look at all the information. Then you just describe the business, right? So, you know, if you were to describe ad outreach helps businesses use YouTube ads, get consistent leads and sales, right? So you just describe it simply, you put the website, and then you put the details, you click generate, and it will give you an entire list of different audiences that you can target based on what we found to work the best. I had, you know, have a, you know, CTO development team that put together the software, but I have used the strategies that I found after, you know, generating hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for our clients on YouTube and put those strategies into the software. So what we could do is we could see, okay, how do you build what's called a custom affinity audience? So that's based on, you know, who that user is. It'll give you all the different interests right at the top. You just need to select which ones you want. And then in one click, you could sync it to Google Ads. Same thing with the search terms and all those. It'll give you collections of search terms. So it might have a collection for us that's YouTube ads. One might be video marketing and one might be business growth. And it'll give you all the different search terms people are looking up on YouTube and on Google. You just select which ones you want, or you could select all of them. And then you just click sync to Google Ads, and it'll actually sync that entire audience to Google. So then when you go into Google, all you have to do is select that audience that you synced and then use that when you're running your ads. And so it's essentially a companion tool that helps fast track the process of finding all of the audiences that you can target on YouTube with your ads.
Wow. All right. Now, I got to ask this question because I know there's listeners who are thinking about this. When it comes to running YouTube ads, is the investment similar to Facebook or LinkedIn or you know, Google, or is it different?
So it is relatively similar. And and I have a few key recommendations that I'll share because, you know, we've worked with, you know, thousands of clients at this point. So we've seen, okay, what's kind of like the minimum that we would recommend. And so in terms of an individual YouTube ad campaign, there's also two different types of campaigns. The campaigns we're talking about now are video action campaigns. These are the standard in-stream ads, the ones that you think about. They appear in front of other videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A second, I can talk about a lower cost type of campaign that can grow a YouTube channel in feed ads where you can actually start with a smaller budget. But in terms of the standard YouTube ads, the ones we're all familiar with, this is where you're driving off platform, you're getting people to sign up for a lead magnet or to buy a product or to book a call or to watch a webinar, whatever that happens to be. With those types of standard YouTube ads, what we found is $25 a day would be the minimum budget we would recommend for any one particular campaign. And then I also always recommend having at least two campaigns running at any given time. And there's a specific reason for that. The reason is if you only have one campaign running, you don't know if that's the best campaign or if it's not performing as well. Right. If you have two, you can test them against each other. So let's say you have two campaigns running, each at $25 a day. That's why the minimum I'd recommend is $50 a day, right? Total. Right. Is you would have one at $25 a day. Let's say that got good results. Well, if you run another one and it gets bad results, well, that's easy. You can turn that one off, test again. Let's say another one, though, gets great results. Then you could turn the one that gets good results off. And now you could try and beat that control. And you got one that has great results. You could run another test. It's just good. Okay, let's run another test. Now this one's excellent. It's even better. Now we can turn off the one that got great results. Now excellence the bar. And so you're constantly raising the bar. That's why I always recommend having at least two campaigns running. And then when you have those two campaigns running, you can test them against each other. And then each of those campaigns, we recommend at least $25 a day. So essentially, at least $50 per day is what I recommend in terms of your starting budget. And then as you get those results, but ultimately the question shifts once you see that return on ad spend,
right,
it shifts from how much do I need to spend to how much can I spend? Because then you have every dollar going in is producing multiple on the back end.
Right. All right. Will you talk a little bit about the other, what was it, building a YouTube channel? What was it?
Yes. So a different type of ad. These are in-feed ads. So some people might ask, well, even the $50 a day, for some people, that might be a little bit more of a hurdle. So there's a different type of ad called in-feed ads that you could run for as little as $5 to $10 a day. And these ads are essentially ads that help you grow your channel, get more viewers, get more people. It's very top of funnel. So this is less about driving people directly to book a call or to a landing page or those things. This is more to get people engaging and watching, you know, existing content that you're producing on your channel, which warms people up until they're ready to potentially become a client. So those in-feed ads, unlike regular in-stream, which appear in front of videos, in-feed ads appear in search results and as suggested videos. I'm sure you've seen and listeners have probably seen those ads that appear alongside a video. Let's say you're watching a video, there's a suggested ad right at the top, what to watch next. And it's not always an ad, but oftentimes it's an ad. It says a little ad right next to it. Then when people click on that, they go to that video. So this isn't driving people off of the platform, but it's driving them to that video. And here's the exciting part. You can get views on those videos for a fraction of the cost of a regular in-stream ad. And the reason for that is it's keeping people on the YouTube platform, which is what YouTube wants. So essentially, it's similar to boosting a post on a social media platform. It's helping you boost that video in front of your ideal clients.
Interesting. Okay. And are there other platforms in addition to YouTube that you recommend or that you think are high value targets?
Yeah. So YouTube, that's our bread and butter. That's our main platform. And that's also what I really recommend to bring and draw ideal clients into your, you know, into your lead magnets, into your trainings, pulling people into your world. But then I'm a big believer in omnipresent retargeting on the back end. So once you have a lead, there's platforms that are better than others to get leads. In this case, this is YouTube. That said, once you have a lead, you know this is the ideal client, then the game changes. Now you just want to reach them everywhere. So we have a strategy called omnipresent retargeting where we'll retarget people on every platform. So yes, of course, on YouTube and Google you know, display ads, but we'll also retarget people on Facebook and we'll retarget people, you know, through Facebook on Instagram and we'll retarget people on AdRoll, which will basically buy up a lot of different ad space across the web. We'll retarget people on LinkedIn and Pinterest and TikTok and these other platforms as well. Once we know that this is the ideal person, because if you think about retargeting, if you know that somebody is your ideal client, well, then you want to reach them everywhere. That right. said, on the front side, on cold traffic, you want to go for the lowest cost, highest quality lead. And that's why I really recommend starting with YouTube to bring people in. But then once they're in, you want to warm them up from all angles.
I get it. Okay. Boy, I'm glad I asked that question. That's interesting. Okay. Do you think this works better for like B2C or B2B, or does it not matter?
So it works really well on both sides for both B2C and B2B. And it's just in different ways, right? So obviously we actually run a lot of ads ourselves, B2B, right? We're working with businesses, right. entrepreneurs, marketers, people who are looking to grow with YouTube ads and with their video marketing. And we're targeting people with our ads to either trainings or our YouTube ads PDF, you know, free PDF that we give out. And we're reaching people that way. And we're targeting, you know, based on our audiences, we want to target business owners or marketers, you know, and entrepreneurs and people that are looking up how to actually grow on YouTube. That said, on the consumer side, there's a lot of big opportunities to target people B2C as well. You know, whether this be for some kind of product or a service or, you know, weight loss or nutrition, you know, different types of products, services, software works really well. You know, all of these different types of businesses, whether it be aimed towards consumers or aimed towards businesses, they work quite well. The thing that doesn't work as well, there's two. One, but more so on the targeting side, is enterprise. So very, very B2B. The big difference between like what we do, which is helping like with YouTube ads, that's not targeting enterprises. That's small businesses, medium businesses, even entrepreneurs and startups. But if you're looking to target enterprise like Fortune 500, that's just hard across the board to run ads, maybe on LinkedIn because you could target decision makers. But that's the only area that, you know, is a bit of a challenge there. And then on the other side, for margin reasons, drop shipping runs into problems just because the margins are so thin. But that's on any ad platform, right?
Right.
You could target the people. It's just the margins are very thin because you're not in control of that. And so it's just hard to make any ad platform work on that side. So really enterprise targeting and then drop shipping, those are a couple of the things that, you know, wouldn't be the best fit for YouTube.
Got it. Wow. This is so fascinating. I knew, you know, I said it at the beginning, I can't wait to learn this. And I took a bunch of notes. So I know that the listeners did as well. So Alric, thank you so much for spending this time with me. Will you let the listeners know, you know, how they can learn more about your YouTube ad strategy and get in touch with you and all that stuff?
Absolutely. And so glad to hear it. It's valuable. And I actually have a full 19-page YouTube ad strategy PDF I want to give out. It's my gift to all of you. It walks through step-by-step exactly how this works, really breaks it down. And you can go to adoutreach.com/gift. That's adoutreach.com/gift. So it's just adoutreach.com/gift. And you can download the full 19-page YouTube ad strategy PDF. We also have some bonus gifts there as well. So just adoutreach.com/gift and you'll be able to get my full YouTube ad strategy breakdown.
That is so great. Thank you for that. I'll make sure that is in the show notes. as well. So, excuse me, as I said, thank you so much for explaining all of this to all of us. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.